This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. We are exactly 5 years away from the day, Catherine, when 50 million people across America and eastern Canada were going about their day when suddenly...
The lights went out at 4:11 this afternoon. We saw flickering of the computers, light flickering, and moments later... the lights completely shut down. We are working on emergency backup power. We do have reporters.
That was Richard Haake on New York Public Radio's air, sounding an alarm for what would turn out to be North America's largest blackout in history. Though it did trigger immediate fears, anxiety, and panic coming just 2 years after 9/11, quickly it became apparent it wasn't terrorism at all. Rather, a sad byproduct of our nation's aging infrastructure. There was much relief and even some celebrating.
Okay, where were you?
I was walking down the street and ended up walking up 27 flights of stairs to get to my apartment.
Oh,
and it was hot that day. I'm sure anyone who was here or in Canada remembers exactly how hot it was. And that would include Vincent Barbaccia. He was at his store, the Lemon Ice King of Corona in Queens, right, Vincent?
How you doing? Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, yes, I was. And it was pretty frightening walking in and seeing that all my boxes were off and the freezer was off and everything that we, you know, produced that day might have been wasted, you know.
So were you worried about terrorism and looters? What immediately came to mind of what was going to happen next?
Yeah, at first, you know, of course, what we had just gone through, you know, in the last couple of years, it was, you know, that's the first thought. But eventually they assured us that it was a, you know, that it was a blackout and, you know, nothing to do with terrorism, just, you know, just Con Edison being Con Edison, you know. You know, so, you know, because I have gone through this, you know, a couple of years back we went through this. You know, so we just, you know, waited and hope for the best.
What happened to your all that Italian ice, though?
Well, we have a big, obviously, we have the big freezer which we store most of our product, and that will hold for about 24 hours before anything happens. So we make sure nobody goes into the freezer to pull any product out. But the boxes in the front that we actually serve out of, they would just eventually, obviously, they would just start melting as the day went along. So we sold whatever product we could. Then towards the end of the night, we just started giving out whatever was, you know, whatever was left, whatever we could salvage.
And how would you describe the people who were walking by and the people you handed out some Italian ice, some fine Italian ice to?
Oh, it was terrific. To them, it was like a party because we stayed open till about 3 o'clock, where we got rid of whatever product there was, you know, what we gave away, and then obviously we had the big cleanup after that, you know, with the product and ice is melting. And like I said, all through the night, we had candles up.
So you ended up having a good time.
It was pretty good. It was a pretty good time. We took out whatever foods we had in the the regular refrigerators, and I had a couple of kids that stayed with me through the night. Basically, we stood open until about 3 o'clock, and like I said, we had people walking by with candles in groups. And like I said,
so for one day, New Yorkers all came together.
It was terrific.
Pretty much of a happy ending for a blackout that was the largest in history. Thank you, Vincent Barbaccia.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you.
He's the co-owner of the Lemon Ice King Corona.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.